Your doctor will never tell you this. Billion-dollar supplement companies are hoping you never find out. But one single clove, which costs less than 10 cents and may already be sitting in your kitchen cabinet right now, combined with your morning cup of coffee, can do what no pill on a pharmacy shelf can do. And you've probably been doing it wrong for years. It sounds too simple to be true. But wait until I tell you what happens inside your body in the first 15 minutes after drinking a properly brewed coffee with clove. If you're over 60 and you have even one of these morning brain fog that doesn't lift until noon, bloating after meals, blood sugar spikes, quiet aching in your knees and joints in the morning, fatigue that doesn't go away after 8 hours of sleep, then what I'm about to tell you could change your morning starting tomorrow. Because here's what 99% of Americans don't understand about their morning cup of coffee. Coffee is not just caffeine. It's one of the richest sources of polyphenols in the American diet, especially chlorogenic acid, a powerful antioxidant that protects your liver, stabilizes your blood sugar, and reduces inflammation. Now hold on. Clove contains a compound called eugenol, and clove is the richest source of eugenol on the planet. No other spice comes close. Eugenol is a natural anti-inflammatory that works stronger than ibuprofen in some studies. Here's the magic. When you combine chlorogenic acid with eugenol, they don't just add up. They multiply each other's effects. 1 + 1 here does not equal 2. It equals 10. Scientists call this food synergy. And you are about to walk past it for the rest of your life for the cost of a single clove. But before I show you the exact protocol, let's be honest, most Americans are killing their coffee every morning without even realizing it. Sugar? You just spiked your insulin and canceled half the antioxidant benefit. Milk and cream? The casein binds to polyphenols and blocks absorption. Instant coffee? Most polyphenols are destroyed in processing. That Starbucks latte with syrup and whipped cream? You took one of the most powerful drinks on the planet and drowned it in sugar. You're not drinking coffee. You're drinking a dessert that smells like coffee. Now here's what happens inside your body when you drink a properly brewed coffee with clove in the first 15 minutes. You'll feel something strange energy without the jitters, without that anxious tightness in your chest that regular coffee gives you. Eugenol gently relaxes smooth muscle, including the walls of your blood vessels. Caffeine gives you the energy. Clove removes the anxiety. Clarity without chaos. Within 1 day, the first thing most people notice, digestion. Clove has documented carminative properties. That means it reduces gas and bloating. Coffee stimulates bowel motility. Together, they clean out your digestive system within the first 24 hours. People report a lightness they haven't felt in years. Within 3 days, your blood sugar starts to stabilize. Chlorogenic acid slows glucose absorption in the gut. Eugenol improves insulin receptor sensitivity. Those wild sugar spikes where you feel hungry an hour after eating start to level out. But here's where it gets really interesting. Before we move forward, a quick favor. 99% of viewers still haven't subscribed. If you're finding this helpful, take a second to subscribe and like the video. We're aiming to hit 100,000 subscribers by the end of this month, and your support really makes a difference. Thank you. Let's continue. Within 1 week, inflammation starts to drop. This happens quietly, but if your knees ache in the morning, you'll notice they ache less. If your fingers swell chronically, the swelling comes down. If you have morning stiffness, it gets shorter. This isn't a miracle. This is systemic inflammation going down, and it's measurable in blood tests. Within 1 month. The liver. Research shows regular coffee consumption is associated with lower rates of fatty liver and fibrosis. Eugenol amplifies this effect by reducing oxidative stress in liver cells. Your liver enzymes may start to drop. Your skin gets clearer because a liver that detoxifies better means fewer toxins trying to exit through your skin. People say they look younger after a month. within 3 months. Systemic transformation. Weight may start to come off. Coffee is a documented thermogenic, and improved insulin sensitivity means less fat storage. Cognitive function improves. Your energy becomes steady, not spiked. All of this from one clove. Added to the coffee you're already drinking. Now the exact protocol. How to do this correctly. Because 90% of people who try this make one of three mistakes and get almost no effect. The right method. Decoction. Step one. Take three whole cloves, not ground, not powder. Whole dried cloves from the spice aisle at your grocery store. Step two. Put them in a small pot with 10 ounces of water, about a cup and a half. Bring to a boil, then lower the heat and let it simmer slowly for 5 minutes. No longer. If you overcook, eugenol starts to break down. Step three. Strain the water. Remove the cloves. Step four. Use this clove water to brew your coffee however you normally do it. French press, drip, pod machine, doesn't matter. Step five. Drink slowly, on an empty stomach. The first thing that enters your body in the morning. That's it. One cup, one time per day. In the morning, the quick method for busy mornings. If you don't have 5 minutes for decoction in the morning, here's a faster way. Take one whole clove, crush it in a mortar or smash it with the flat side of a knife. Drop it into your brewed black coffee. Let it sit for 3 minutes. Drink. This is not as powerful as the decoction, but it works at about 60 to 70% of the full effect. Better than nothing. Now the three mistakes that kill the entire effect. Most people make at least one of them. Mistake one, dropping a whole clove into already brewed coffee. Clove is an extremely hard spice. It cannot be extracted without heat or crushing. You get a faint aroma and zero benefit. Mistake two, boiling clove for longer than 5 to 7 minutes. Eugenol is heat sensitive. Prolonged boiling destroys it. More is not better. Mistake three, adding milk, cream, or sugar afterward. This kills 50 to 70% of the polyphenol bioavailability. If you can't drink it black, add a small spoon of coconut oil or a pinch of cinnamon instead of milk. And a short important note, who this is not for. If you take blood thinners, warfarin, high-dose aspirin, talk to your doctor first. Eugenol has a mild anticoagulant effect. If you have active gastritis, an ulcer, or severe reflux, coffee itself may not be for you. Clove won't fix that. For everyone else, this is one of the safest, most powerful drinks you can make with what's already in your kitchen. Think about it. One clove costs less than 10 cents. 5 minutes in the morning, and your cup of coffee, the same one you've been drinking for decades, transforms from a simple habit into an act of care for your body. In 15 minutes, clarity without anxiety. In 1 week, less inflammation. In 1 month, a cleaner liver. In 3 months, a reset. Because none of this works unless you actually do it. You're not broken. Your coffee is broken. Fix the coffee. Fix the morning. Start tomorrow. Three cloves, 5 minutes, one cup. That's where everything else begins. And if you have a neighbor, a friend, or a family member over 60 who drinks coffee every morning, share this video with them. It might be the simplest thing you do for them today.